Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The right fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The DH, John Lowenstein. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Ed Crosby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Kern. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fifth. The DH, Billy Williams. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Ten Arche. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dick Bossman. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando strikes out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first, with Bossman covering, for the out. Hendrick moves to second. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hendrick scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis moves to second. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche takes first base on ball 4. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tenarche moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hendrick strikes out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Duffy is hit by the pitch. Ellis moves to second. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tenarche takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 0 in the game. with a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Ellis and he is safe. Washington steals second. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bossman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 1 in the game. Garner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kern fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to second. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Tenarche takes first base on ball 4. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Tenarche moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Jim Holt pinch hits for Ray Fosse. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a line drive into right field. Manning picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Manning. Tenarche scores. Washington goes all the way around to score. Holt moves to third. It's 3-1, Athletics. Don Hopkins pinch runs for Jim Holt. Tom Buskey now pitching. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hopkins scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garner. The throw from Ellis and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris strikes out. 2 outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Haney now catching. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Duffy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0-for-2 in the game. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bossman fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Athletics. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-3 in the game. Rudy strikes out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Matt Alexander pinch runs for Billy Williams. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alexander. The throw from Ellis and he is safe. Alexander steals second. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buskey spins and fires to second, and Alexander is picked off. 2 outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Tenarche hits a pop-up towards the mound. Buskey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Blue Moon Odom now pitching. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Athletics. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney strikes out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-4 in the game. Campaneris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Athletics. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-3 in the game. Gamble strikes out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Duffy is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.